Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today, episode number 210. Today's program features readings from the San Pedro River Review, volume 15, number 2, fall 2023. The San Pedro River Review is published in Torrance, California, Blue Horse Press. Jeff and Toby Alfier are the publishers and editors. It's a really fine journal. I've been privileged to be in it a few times, and they really have a fine poetic aesthetic, a lot of image-driven poetry. So this is the latest edition, and I'd like to just celebrate it by reading quite a few poems from this. I think that this is a volume you would not mind owning. You can get it from Amazon, or you can contact Blue Horse Press online and get information on how to get a copy. First poem is titled Visiting the Denton Jail by Anne Howells. Stone gray sky, fretful cloud, sugar, 5 feet, crow's wing hair, pauses, fits a bit of honey into each shoe. Guard checks ID, stows her purse, no longer checks waistband, shoes. Lazy, like a teacher ready for retirement. Down a chilly gray corridor, piss-colored cells, Joey waits, 6 feet tall, so skinny he might slip between bars. Guards gather up front, swill coffee, swap stories like freshmen at a dance. Sugar's heart pounds a drumbeat. Casually, she rests a foot on cross rails, slips Joey the candy. At 16, friendship is paramount, and risks taste delicious. Reclamation. This is by Agnes Vogta. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. V-O-J-T-A. Agnes Vogta. The weeds have conquered the train tracks, fractured and splintered. The wooden trestle struggles to span the ravine, the boundary between past and present hidden under tangled briars, twisted like time's trajectories. At the old station hotel, sunlight creeps through the cracks of boarded windows, reveals a broken guitar. The strings have snapped. They curl like tendrils, grasp for a song nobody can hear. Reclamation. Maybe I'll Go to Sausalito by Connie Johnson. Crisp Sunday, you're an unread psalm. I'm a good cup of coffee sipped slow. Truly, this is all secular, not like a biblical heirloom. In a city where trees are stripped down to the bone and our bags stay packed. Oh, hopeful traveler, wrap me in your brittle arms and let your confessions runneth over. It's not as if I haven't heard them all. I am my own heirloom, picking up on nature's frequency. Maybe I'll wait until you're a cathedral of redwoods in Sausalito, and that is where I'll go to pray. This Lonely Death by Vaughn Neild begins with a quote from Whitman. Now I am terrified at the earth. It is that calm and patient. This lonely death, this calm earth frightens me. It sprawls from sky beginning to sky ending. Its quiet stirs my agitation that I will go beneath this silent earth to lie for eternity, hidden from light and air and mirth. To lie shrouded within a box that will not let me rot, where I will lie unheeded, unheralded, alone, mouth agape, as if gasping for breath that will not come, this death, this lonely death. Next poem is titled Sleep by Terry Mullert. Mullert, M-U-L-E-R-T, Terry Mullert. The seductress of skin, breath, heart warms the sound of a peacock breeze and melts down padlocks into bells. Eyes closed, moths look for tongues to land on. Time smiles and gives about an inch of skin, breath, heart, while charcoal burns to white ash. The morning is ours to lose. Beneath the Punctuating Geese by David Myskin. The sky hazes gray this morning, soft light here among bristling bolted asters out past the pterodactyl's nest beyond the jetty jacks. Footsteps soft and hard packed, sand dusted, leaf strewn. The trail curves, curves again. Cottonwoods reach and arch, winter shivering in them. Castanets diminuendo. A skein of geese aspires homeward. Sketch marks winging deep sky. The Rio Grande murmurs, swirling currents memorize grief, memorize sky. Next poem, Preface, by Simon Anton Nino Diego Baena. To be honest, I have written more poems about death. I gather them like a grave digger collects headstones. I store them in my desk drawer, and I don't even know why. In my sleep, I keep seeing Attila's black horses galloping at me through the fire. Rothko by Larry D. Thomas. Rectangles of tangerine, maroon, and cherry are floating. Edges are dissolving right before the eyes of the viewer, viewing layer upon layer upon layer of pigment rubbed, scraped, and thinned to diaphanous veils of gossamer, thinned with turpentine extracted from the rosin of the pine, the rosin oozing from the heart to heal the gaping wounds of gouged out bark, turpentine whose fumes occasion seizures. Buchenwald, 1, by William Virgil Davis. The trees are twisted columns in a field of fallen leaves, red-orange, brownly flecked from a fiery furnace. In the distance, a white line outlines a horizon, a possible escape, Daphne trying to run free through fire. Many, many good poems in here. I'll end with my poem, A Private Moment. The last of hot July under a bright moon, no wind, still as an empty church, I see a line of white moving through sky. At first, I think it must be a low-flying jet with a plume of exhaust shining in moonlight. But then I realize it's a line of large white birds, pelicans or snow geese, stealthily moving to the river, unnoticed by everyone but me, like a kid seeing the exposed flesh of a bathing goddess who senses a moment flush with feeling. I am a child again, and all children are voyeurs. This is how we learn about things grown-ups don't talk about. This is how we learn to marvel, unashamed, imprinted for life. So that is a handful of poems from this latest edition, the San Pedro River Review. It's volume 15, number 2, fall 23, from Blue Horse Press in Terrence, California. Get your copy on Amazon or contact the publisher directly. A lot of really good, tight, image-driven poetry in this collection. And I'm very fortunate to be part of this publication. I hope you enjoyed those. I think they're really good poems. Thank you for listening. I would like to remind you I have a book launch coming for my latest release the title is Come Before Winter, and we're going to launch that book at Literati Comics and Novels Bookshop in the Paseo in Oklahoma City, Friday night, September the 8th. If you're within driving distance of Oklahoma City, I'd love to meet you there. Next day, September 9th, I will be along with a number of other poets at the Rural Oklahoma Museum of Poetry, just outside Locust Grove, Oklahoma. So you can check both of those out on Facebook or online and find out the details. You can find all those details at my website, kenhaida.org. You can find information about my books if you care to order one, or find information about other things on there as well. Thank you for joining me today. Till next week, I'm Ken Haida with the Sunday Poems.